isn't telling us the truth. Turning to Aditi, Jordan asked, Is Audrey being honest with us? Aditi said in a clear, calm voice, Everything Audrey has said to you has been the truth. He has never lied to you.
Ah, you see, Meek said, waggling a finger at her, they speak like lawyers.
What do you want to know? Aditi asked.
Why are you here? Why did you lure us to you?
She looked genuinely perplexed. We have lived here all our lives, just as you have lived on Earth. And we didn't lure you. You came here to us.
Longyear said, Our ship's sensors couldn't detect your city because of its energy shield. But you sent out a laser beacon to attract us.
We observed your ship in orbit, just as we observed the earlier ships that had no people aboard them.
How did you know the earlier ships were uncrewed? Meek demanded.
She shrugged. No one came down to the ground, as you did.
Why'd you shine that laser beacon? Thornberry asked.
To attract your attention.
Aha! Meek snapped.
Jordan said, Haman, turn the situation around. If an alien spaceship arrived in orbit around Earth, what would your reaction be?
Blow it out of the sky, Thornberry said without an instant's hesitation.
Be serious.
Well, Meek hesitated, then answered, I suppose I'd want to meet whoever was aboard it.
And ascertain if they were dangerous or not, Defia said.
And examine them medically, Yamaguchi added.
Longyear asked, But what would be the chances that they were human? Down to their DNA?
We don't know, Jordan said. This is our first experience with alien life.
Before anyone could reply, he added, Intelligent alien life.
What about those whales in Jupiter's ocean? Vereshkova asked. The Leviathans.
They're not intelligent, said Longyear.
Aren't they? I've read papers that say they are.
Whether they are or not, Jordan said, Audrey and the people here on New Earth are fully intelligent.
Meek insisted, I say we go back to Earth and report what we found.
And leave all these questions unanswered? Jordan challenged. The biggest discovery in human history, and you want to run away from it?
Meek slowly sank back onto his chair. I think they're dangerous, he grumbled. I can't help feeling that we're in danger here.
Have they done anything harmful to us? Jordan asked. Have they been anything but helpful, generous?
They're not telling us the whole truth about themselves. They know a lot more than they're telling us.
Then we should dig into the matter and learn more about them, Jordan said. A stubborn silence filled the tent.
We're here to discover, to learn, Jordan pleaded. You're all scientists and engineers. You've dedicated your lives to exploring, to uncovering new knowledge. Why run away from the opportunity of a lifetime?
To save our lives, Meek answered.
Jordan looked around the table. How many of you feel we're in real danger here? Meek's hand shot up. After a moment's hesitation, Longyear, Wanamaker, and Defia raised theirs also. Hazard looked uncertain, uncomfortable, but his hands remained in his lap. Suppressing a satisfied smile, Jordan said,
The nays have it. We're staying.
Meek shook his head.
This is a mistake, I tell you, a fatal mistake.
The mistake, Harmon, said Jordan, with some steam behind it, would be to pull up stakes. Instead of running away, we've got to learn all we can about this world and its people. We have a whole new world to explore. Let's get on with it. But even as he spoke so positively, Jordan wondered how much he was being influenced by Aditi, sitting there and beaming prettily at him. Transition. Jordan looked at his team, their faces all turned toward him. You're their leader, he reminded himself. Show some leadership.
Very well, he told them. I'm going back to the city. I'll talk to Audrey and try to get some of our questions answered. Who wants to come with me?
Not a hand went up.
Mitch, don't you want to talk to their engineers? Find out how these energy shield generators work?
I do, said Thornberry. But maybe later. Not just now.
Hazard said, I'd better get back to the ship. Check out all the systems.
Make certain the propulsion engines are working, Meek muttered.
Turning to his brother, Jordan asked,
Bran, you want to come to the city, don't you?
When Elise is finished with their astronomers, Brandon replied, looking uneasy. Right now she wouldn't have time for me.
Before Jordan could object, he added,
Besides, I've got plenty to do here.
Jordan shook his head. I see. All right, then. I'll go alone and have a talk with Audrey.
He'll tell you anything you want to know, said Aditi. Or he'll put you in contact with specialists who have the information you want.
Nodding, Jordan said, Good. Then my task will be to set up a series of conferences for each of you with specialists in your different fields.
That'll be grand, Thornberry said without enthusiasm.
Fine by me, said Brandon.
Meek said nothing.
Walking back toward the city with Aditi, Jordan couldn't keep his mind on Meek and the growing fears that all the others seemed to have. His mind refused to dwell on it. Instead, he marveled that the forest seemed more alive than he'd ever found it before. Birds twittered above, little animals scampered across the ground. Butterflies fluttered among the colorful flowers.
I've never noticed all this before, he said to himself. I never saw how beautiful and vibrant it all is.
And then he understood. It's because I'm with Aditi. She makes the world wonderful. She makes me alive again. He recognized that he had at last let go of the past. Not forgotten it, not dismissed it. But he had stopped clinging to it. Stopped going over it again and again endlessly. He had let go. He had opened his heart to life again. A miracle has occurred, he told himself. This beautiful, intelligent, warm, and loving woman truly cares for me. It wasn't that he forgot Miriam. For a moment he felt almost guilty about Aditi. But he finally understood that love is not finite, not a zero-sum game. The love you feel for one person does not lessen the love you feel for someone else. Love can expand to encompass the whole world. A man can fall in love all over again, marveling at his good fortune, and this doesn't diminish his love for the woman he had lost. 8.6 light years, he kept telling himself. I had to travel 8.6 light years to find her. I'm not going to let her go. Once they reached the city, Jordan went through the day almost in a trance. He and Aditi met with Audrey, who promised to help the team members meet specialists in their fields. He had dinner with Audrey and Aditi. Then he walked Aditi to his suite, grateful that Brandon had stayed at the camp. As he ushered her into the sitting room, he stammered, Would you care for something? Is it possible to get an after-dinner drink? Aditi stepped close enough to brush against him. We don't need an alcoholic beverage, do we?
He felt flustered, almost embarrassed.
Sometimes it helps. That is...
Jordan, darling,
Aditi said, twining her arms about his neck.
I love you. You love me, don't you?
I do.
Then let's go to bed.
He gulped, but managed to say, By all means. Racing toward extinction. The days seemed to fly by. Jordan split his time between the base camp and the city. Activities at the camp settled into a busy, productive routine. Brandon and Defia, accompanied by two robots, took off on a geological expedition, flying halfway across the planet in a rocket plane piloted remotely by Hazard, who had returned to the orbiting Gaia.
I might as well go out in the field, Brandon groused. Elise has practically taken up residence at the observatory. She spends more time talking with Zadar than me.
Jordan suppressed a grin. He said, It's a good thing Demetrius is up on the ship. Otherwise, I think you might get jealous of her fellow astronomer. Brandon's answer was a sour grimace. Jordan made a point of having lunch with Elise in the city the next day. Bran misses you terribly, he told her.
I miss him too, she said. But no one's seen a white dwarf this close. We're breaking new ground here.
What about this planetary energy shield? Jordan asked her. Have you discussed that with the observatory's astronomers? Elise frowned slightly, as if annoyed by a question from a layman, team leader or not.
I'll get to that, Jordan. But we've got all these observations of the pup to make.
Jordan nodded.
She's deeply into her studies, and she doesn't want to be sidetracked.